from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cake Sawville, whose pockets got fatter during his vacation as he had not one but 2 takedowns.
So jelly.
In the poker room at MGM National Harbor. Congrats, Cakes.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody coming out for the Cakes Classic on Friday. It was a great event.
Are you fun? Are you locking me in for October? I can't make the September one.
October, you should be good, yeah.
Can you talk to my man?
I will talk to the powers that be, nice. And I will get you locked in, sir.
Nice.
Don't you worry.
Get in with Adam. Adam will take care of you.
Adam's a good dude.
Get you taken care of.
When he buys me dinner, too. Just saying.
We'll see what we can do. All right.
Thank you.
So Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, had a press conference, and he talked about the name change. Let's hear what Josh Harris says right now about a potential name change.
And you've made it pretty clear throughout that the name's not a priority right now. Is there any research that you have being done to see if the name is resonating with fans more than it was initially, or is that something that matters to you at all if it is growing in popularity?
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, we've been very clear, we can't, for obvious reasons, the old name can't come back. But right now, we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, the first objective is we got to start winning football games. And we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might, drive people apart. Secondly, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And the name is one of those things that, like, a lot of opinions. But, I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten about it. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, we brought back, we're going to start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. The gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So, we are doing research, and we're thinking about it, but, like, right now we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about, and that's kind of the rationale for it.
I wonder how much research, because Grant asked kind of a yes or no question, and it took him about 2 minutes to say at the very end, we are doing research.
Yes.
I don't know if they're researching the name change, like, what names do people like in particular?
Why would you think he's lying?
It took him a long time. He could have said, yes, we're doing research right off the bat, but it's not a priority.
He likes to expand. Likes to talk. He likes to pontificate.
Well, he's also talking. He's also trying to also emphasize the fact that it isn't a priority. Like, it makes it more believable. Like, yeah, I mean, they got a million projects going on. That's one of the million. You know, where are we with the name and like the fans' comfort level with it? But it's on the back burner because I got all this other crap I got to do.
He's got the stadium.
To me,
stadium's
very,
way up here.
Very believable.
The stadium's way bigger.
Because let me tell you something. Yeah. The name change, as we've talked about ad nauseum to the point where we're all sick of it. It is a, as you can tell by Commanders, it can blow up in your face and now you're really screwed for long. You know what I mean? Like you can really screw up your brand.
You can do a lot of damage
to ask,
it.
Ask the Coca-Cola how New Coke went. Yeah. Like, you could really screw up your brand.
I've been pretty steadfast. I don't think they're going to change the name. I know Cakes has been on the opposite end. He believes they will change the name. I
think eventually it'll happen. Obviously, not, he said, not a priority.
I don't think it's going to happen.
If they win under this name, that goes away.
And slowly but surely, I'm seeing more Commanders gear out there. Now, it was next to nothing.
Pretty slowly.
At first. But I'm seeing more. Now, most of it is the hat with the W.
Right.
That could work for anything.
I should get that. I should get one
But
of
if
those.
They start winning 8, 9, 10, 11 games and they're going to the playoffs, why change it?
Because it's your brand.
I know the game.
And your brand is important.
I know that the name
brand,
sucks.
People get used to stuff.
They do.
Just like, I mean, they're Wizards. Everyone hated the Wizards. Do you think they're changing the name?
No.
Everyone hated it.
I've never been a
that?
Huge fan.
Do you remember? Everyone, I'm fine with it.
You I mean, get used
I've,
to
I've learned, used to I've learned to live with it. Still don't love it, but I've learned to live with it.
I like it. I went from hating it to liking it. Sometimes that happens. Is everyone so... does no one change their mind about anything? Am I the only one? Sometimes I like something, then I hate it.
Sure.
Sometimes I like something, then I hate... sometimes I hate something, then I like it.
Happens all the time.
I don't like the name Commanders. I think it is butt. But if we win under it, but I will wear a big, giant Commanders thing. I'll have Commander. Hopefully, they give me a ring. I mean, I want it all.
But in 5 years, you'll be fine with it.
Now you want a ring.
You want a ring. Right.
Well, if we're broadcasting them at some point.
We've been very spoiled and lucky.
Yeah,
to get rings from the Caps
now
and
when
the
they win to give the Junks rings.
Right.
I got to make sure my Caps ring is where I think it is. I haven't worn that thing in forever.
I second that because we've suffered through basically 30 years of on-air bad product. Having to try to push a bad product or be excited about a bad football product has been served to us for 30
but
years.
Eric,
if you had to guess,
Eric,
Cakes,
in 5 years, you're going to be fine with the name. Actually, less. You'll be fine with the name.
I'm probably.
I know it sucks now, but it's only been a couple years.
I kind of agree with you. It's because I already know they can't go back to Redskins, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Because of the culture we live in and, you know, the advertisers. The only way they could go back to Redskins is if they do what the Masters did, where they were boycotted by everybody, yeah. And they're like, we won't have any advertising. We'll just pay for it ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, that's the only way, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If they were willing to go that route, and I'm not suggesting they should be willing to, they could do
when
it.
When you pay $6 billion for a company, you're going
to welcome to the 2025
you want a return on your investment.
Redskins tournament.
Right. Augusta National, they could call it the Masters for Redskins. I mean, they could call it whatever they wanted. Because
the Redskins open. The Redskins open.
Yeah, the Redskins open.
Right.
Because they don't care. But the National Football League, it's a different deal. Believe me, I think it's crazy. But it is what it is. But the Commander's name is brutal. I have a hard time saying it. But if they win,
it's not going to matter.
Care.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, do you think they will ever change name? Cake says yes, so give me the year. I'm not going to hold you to it, but if you had to guess.
I think there might be.
Because you believe they're going to change name. I don't.
I might have put a bet in about it.
You think they're going to go from Commanders to whatever, the Red Hogs, whatever the heck they become.
I think he said within 3 years. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I think I've consummated a bet. I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'll stick with that. Within 3 years, they'll have a new name.
Well, if you can't find that bet, I'll make the bet right now.
I'm pretty sure it's in here, or it might
be. That notebook is so bad.
It might be up here.
That notebook
was
purchased in 2017.
I think you did say 3-year.
I think that's correct. Yeah. I'll stick to that.
Put it in for $20.
$20?
You go over
right now. Can you write it down?
Yeah, I'll write it down.
We're going to need to purchase a new spiral notebook.
JP, this book has history.
It's like the Bible.
Has seen things.
The papers
all
fall out now.
That's what gives it.
Nobody cares.
Some nostalgia.
Character.
Yeah, that's character.
All right, so what are you're putting in there about the name change, that they're going to change it eventually?
He believes they will. I don't.
So I actually don't think they are
either. By the start of the 27 season, you think they'll have a new name?
Correct.
You're going to lose. I go over that.
I also have Reed Sheppard as the NBA Rookie of the Year. JP's got the field. Maybe I got caught up in Reed Sheppard mania.
Yeah.
You get caught up in all kinds of mania.
You know what is funny, though?
It doesn't look like it's going to be Alex Saar.
If they had just kept Washington Football Team, which, again, everyone mocked at first, and then
got used
people
to it.
Accepted it to the point where actually people liked it. If they had just kept Washington Football Team, they could have stayed that way. It was kind of had a uniqueness to it. It was, I think the way they came up with it was unintentionally brilliant. Like, I think they were just dumb.
They stumbled into
They stumbled into something. And it was like, oh, wow, it's kind of unique. Like, Washington Football Team. That's right. We're the effing football. You know, now Commanders is just...
Yeah, especially because Ron picked it.
Yeah, it makes you think of Ron.
Ron screwed it up again.
When you say Commanders, I think of Ron.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get rid of it.
I do, too. But if
that loser picked it.
Hold on. Let's just imagine 2 years from now. 2 years. I'm being optimistic. 2 years from now, second year of Jaden Daniels, he takes us on a sick playoff run, and he's got these Robert-like runs and these passes, and like we freaking win a Super Bowl. We have an iconic moment. You're not going to think of Ron anymore.
Good.
You're going to think of Jaden Daniels, and you're going to think of
think Commanders.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I can't believe, like, we talked about this last week, but Ron Rivera's first-round picks were so bad.
They traded away
Jahan Dotson.
They're brutal.
Chase Young's on his third team. Emmanuel Forbes is a toothpick, question mark. And who am I missing? Jamin Davis
is backup.
Battling to make the team.
The only thing I will say in his defense is, every coach likes to have their own guys, and even though I don't think Dotson has proven to be special, I do think that Ron would have found, because they want to justify their stuff, they would have found a way to still feature him so we don't say he's a bust. So that's the only thing.
And he did produce as a rookie.
Right.
People were excited for him as a rookie.
Don't you think that Commanders fans don't even think about the name change anymore until it's brought up? Until it's Josh Harris is asked about it.
Some people are obsessed with it.
But most of them are just... They've gotten over it.
Yeah, they've moved on.
Don't you think?
The great example
Until
is the Wizards.
And
by the way, they haven't won anything. And I'm fine with the name Wizards, and I hated it at first.
It's still a massive downgrade from Bullets. Everybody would agree.
I guess. I mean, what's so special about Bullets other than it was what we grew up with?
It was actually a good team name.
Washington Bullets?
The Washington Bullets.
Let's be honest, though. What is attractive? Like, I liked it, too. I hated to see him change it. But I'm thinking on the fly. What made that special? Like, why is that name?
You got a connection to the name. It's what you grew up with. It's what you knew.
It is what I grew up with. But if I look at it now 20 years at a distance, what's so great about the Bullets name? I mean,
your kids grew up with Wizards.
It's intimidating.
Bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool
What's
name.
What's intimidating about bullets? A bullet might kill you or something?
Yeah, of course. Strikes
I never
fear.
Right. thought of
that's
it.
That's why they said, all right, we got to get rid of it.
That's why they changed it.
You know what's funny about it? I never thought about it like a bullet, like a gun. I just thought about it like the dumb basketball team. I'm sorry.
You're just connecting it right now?
Maybe your brain's affected by bullets fever.
I just didn't think of it that way.
The worst thing you're doing now is you keep repeating that the Wizards is a good name. It drives me insane. You're putting that out there in the atmosphere that people pick up on. It's the worst name. It's the worst brand in the NBA.
I like it.
It's horrible.
You've gotten
Washington
used
Wizards.
To it.
It has a nice ring to it.
Alliteration.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Actually, I like it. I like Walt the Wizard. I like Wizards. Right.
G-Wiz. Yeah. You like G-Wiz. You love Harry Potter.
You don't love Harry Potter.
He's just used to it.
He's a wizard.
You're just used to it by now.
Gandalf.
A wizard. I'm a wizard with a basketball. I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
Bullets greater than Wizards.
Sorry. Draft doesn't like it. Eric Fickle. The big silly likes it.
Well, I'm in the 96th percentile.
You're on the correct side of history.
You're just stubborn. You're tribal. Like you're in your tribe and you won't change.
I'm the stubborn one.
He likes better teams.
He's stubborn.
No, yeah.
I told you I changed. I didn't like it. Now I like it.
I'm open-minded.
I mean, you're doing a disservice to everybody.
I can just be me.
There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that microphone.
You've accepted it.
Yeah, that's very grown up of you, Eric.
Accepted it.
Yeah. I've accepted it. It's fine.
Very mature.
Thank you.
You got other things to worry about in life. You don't think about stuff.
I wore my Jordan Poole jersey 2 days ago while I was hitting golf balls in a backyard.
So stupid.
At least it wasn't in public.
My daughter saw a pic and she said, "What the F are you wearing?" Yeah. All right, let's go to Drew in DC. Drew, what's up?
Hey, coaches, man, how y'all doing, man? Hey, I just think they'll probably change the name, man. Once the stadium gets in, I think they'll make a big splash. You know, once the stadium gets in.
All right, well, that's 7-8 years.
We'll be 60 when that happens.
That's why I'm saying it, because it is going to be something. You know, like the Commanders, man. This stuff is just going to wear you down, man. To like the Wizards, man. I hate the name, but that's what we call them now. I think when you get a winning atmosphere, you know, that kind of like cures everything.
Will
man.
You be honest, Drew?
Yeah,
Wizards has kind of grown on you a little bit.
Yeah, it has. Like I thank said, you know, over the years, it doesn't wore me down.
Thank you. I agree. Who cares how it kind of wore you down?
And it's been around so long. Like, my kids grew up not with the Bullets. They know nothing about the Bullets. Wizards, their whole life.
Yeah. I actually think the Bullets sounds archaic at this point.
Oh, how dare you.
I just can't believe you never connected
you,
it to the gun.
I just didn't think about a gun. I just thought about Ballard, Jeff Malone, Elvin Hayes.
Sure. Ruland.
I just thought about... Rick basketball Moore. Team. I didn't think
guns are scary. We're the scary. Well, yeah, but bullets. he was also 8 years old. Yeah. He wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. It's just the bullets. I don't. You know.
You wasn't thinking about the definition of the word.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. I mean, I don't even.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Don't get me started.
All right, let's come back. We'll take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. We just heard from Josh Harris. Grant Paulson asked him about the name change, whether they're doing research, whether it's top priority. It's certainly not top priority. Your reaction next here in the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.